And after he jumped in the water, he
swam out.
And when you go to the store and do they do a lot of the kids do a lot of swimming around here?
Well, there's some few kids that do. There's not too many.
Where would they go?
Well, most of them go up here in the creek to what they call the Jenny Hole.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Just you know, it's just a little deeper place in the creek, and others. They usually baptize people there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why it's called the Jenny Hole. I believe they said there's a girl went in swimming there one time named Jenny.
I see.
But it's been the Jenny Hole ever since I know the creek.
If a person went swimming and went down for the third time, you'd say he was
drowned.
And they say a lot of people have. A lot yesterday, someone
drowned.
Right. And if you went to the store and let's say you at the feed store or something, you went to a feed store and you paid your bill, and when you paid your bill, they might, or at a hardware store or something, they might give you a little something, you know, like maybe they give you a pocket knife or something when you pay your bill. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Yeah.
And what would you call that sort of thing?
I'd say just give me a little gift. Or
okay. And if a child gets down on the floor on all fours and he
crawls,
and a squirrel
climbs a tree,
and yesterday the squirrel
climbed the tree.
Okay, and many times he has
climbed the tree.
Right. And a child gets down behind a piece of furniture, like, you know, down like this, and say he
hide,
or he what down?
Hid.
Okay, would you ever say he's
squatted?
Okay, and in some churches, when they pray, they get down
on their knees.
Yeah, and so if she did that in church, you say yesterday she
knelt on her knees.
Yeah, and you say, I'm tired, I think I'll
lay back and rest.
Yeah, and say that lazy loafer, he in bed all day.
That laid in the bed all day.
Yeah. And you say, I didn't get a good night's sleep. I was tossing and turning, and the thoughts are going through your mind while you're asleep. You say, last night I
dreamed all night.
Okay, and then this morning I
woke.
Yeah, and to do this on the floor is to, you know, take your foot and
stomp the floor.
Yeah, and after a dance, a young man might come up to a girl and say, may I
see you home?
Okay.
Take you home.
All right. Now, would that be? Could you use "take you home" even if they're walking?
Yes, sir. So
take you home, even whether they're walking.
Could I take you home or walk you home?
Okay.
See you home.
But never carry.
All the same.
Not carry you home, though.
No. No, I don't know.
Okay. And to get on a rope and you
pull.
And you get behind a car that's stuck in the mud and you
push.
And if you have a heavy bag of meal or something, you'd say, that bag.
It's getting heavy.
And I say all the way into town, I say that big sack, I say the car broke down or something, so I
had to carry it.
Yeah. Now you'd use carry, but would you ever use another expression instead of carry?
Tote.
Okay. Now would you ever use packed?
Yeah.
Does packed mean the same thing as tote, exactly?
Tote, packed, or carry, all three mean the same thing.
Okay. And if you had something valuable sitting out and a child was running around, you might tell that child, now don't
bother that.
Don't
touch.
Okay. And if you wanted a knife or something from the other room, you might call to someone and say, hey, go
fetch me a knife.
Yeah. And did you ever play any game, any hiding games, do you recall, when you were a child?
They used to play hide and seek, you know. That's
right. Now, what did you call the place that you tried to get back to?
They call that the base, you know.
Okay.
Home base.
Now, you're talking about fishing. You'd say, yesterday, 8 fish. I
caught.